was sat in an automobile. We horsed around and she got real squirrelish film. Caught the feel, yeah.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College, WHFR.FM. That was Clay Rendering from a 7-inch of theirs. That is a track called Fire Is Fallen Rose on Hospital Productions. Before that, we heard Your Love Will Rot My Brain, the new single from The Beggars from their upcoming release that will be out very soon, next month. And the last three tracks were from Lizard's latest record, No Matter What You Have Done, on Ghost Family Collective. And as promised, live in the studio right now, we have The Antics. Can you hear me, folks?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, great. So it sounds like we're ready to start. Let's do it.
All right. Well, this is our single, Agent Orange. It's it's free on Bandcamp for anyone who wants to check it out. And I guess here we go for you guys right now. ¶¶
Sounding good. Live in the studio on Motor Live Drive at 5 here at WHFR.FM, the band The Antics. How long have you folks been together?
Well, with our current group, I think about 2 weeks now. We've had our bass player for a few months, and me and the guitarist, who's actually not here, I'd like to give a shout out to our guitarist who couldn't be in the studio today, Zach Zalay. We're missing him. We go back about a year. And so it's kind of a hodgepodge group, but there's some awesome people and some awesome musicians. It's a privilege.
Okay, and the drummer?
I'd like to say that last one was recorded at Zoinga Studios in Royal Oak. Shout out to Nick.
Yeah, he did a great job with that. If you guys want to go check it out on Bandcamp for free.
Okay, well, nothing wrong with that. I think our listeners enjoy that. That's like their
plugs.
Favorite price.
All right. So
just a couple of weeks, huh?
What's that?
A couple of weeks, the band that exists now.
Yeah, we've had our most recent member, Alex, with us for a couple of weeks, so she's learned pretty quick. She's gotten on board with it.
Thanks.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool.
All right. Why don't you introduce yourselves real quick around the room?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Introduce yourselves around the room real quick.
Sure. Well, I am Lewis Scola. I'm the singer, and I play guitar.
I'm Alex Manick. I'm a singer, and I play the guitar as well.
I'm Sean Doty. I play the bass. I don't sing.
I am Kyle
Patch. And I'm the drummer.
The drummer.
And like we said before,
one more time,
Zach Soleil can't make it today, but shout out to him.
One more time with the drummer.
What's that?
One more time with the drummer.
Oh, I'm Kyle Koch. I'm the drummer.
Okay, perfect. Couldn't hear it the first time, sorry. All right.
Yeah, and we're just a group of high school to college students out of Downriver.
Okay, all right. You guys got any upcoming shows soon?
We do. Actually, we're playing at St. Andrew's Hall on, what's that? That's the 27th?
It's on August 30th. It's Michigan Music Festival. We're actually opening up the event at 4:45 on main stage.
Yeah.
I believe there's going to be 18 bands playing from 4:45 to about midnight.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a pretty cool collection of bands. It'd be awesome to see some people out there and hang out with us.
So that's one of the things that Paul put together?
Yeah, Mr. Paul Cobb.
Uh-huh.
He picked us up. We actually started, we got a show at the Token in Livonia or Westland, that area.
Westland. Uh-huh.
And Paul got to know us through the manager there, John. So it's pretty cool. Paul's a pretty cool guy.
And yeah, he's a pretty nice guy.
You guys too.
We've had him on here a couple of times, including with his band Neurosonics.
Oh, very cool.
All right. Hopefully that'll lead to something bigger and better for all of you.
That would be certainly, that would be the dream, huh?
Okay. All right, so that's at the end of the month, the 30th, you said?
Yes, August 30th.
Is that a Friday, Saturday?
It's a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody can make it out to it then.
Oh, yeah, if you don't got anything going on Memorial Weekend, I mean, just come down, watch 18 bands play.
Check it out. Yeah, it'll be a party for sure.
All right, excellent. Okay, we got another song for us.
Yeah. What's up next, guys?
Scars.
Scars.
Scars. Okay.
Take it out till she's
gone for good. I'm hypnotized while the boys with their red wine. I'm hypnotized. Oh, the boys in the grove that pretend at all the boys in the club with their drinks and their knives.
Live in the studio, The Antics, here on Motor Live Drive at 5, WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College here in Dearborn, Michigan. And we have these folks doing a show for us. That was the track called Scars. Any story behind that, folks, or just...
I don't want to give away too much, but, you know, most of the songs that I know I write, because I'm not the sole writer, but most of the ones I write are about friends or family or, you know, the obligatory song about a girl or two.
Oh, we always have those, don't we?
More than I care to admit.
But. Yeah, there's more than a few about girls.
Oh, hush you.
Well, if you can't be thankful for anything else, they are an inspiration for songs, aren't they?
Yeah, that's... Wow. That's true.
Yep.
If they didn't exist, wow, what would we write about?
I guess our own issues instead of theirs.
Yeah.
For a change, huh?
So you folks haven't been together that long. You sound like you've been playing longer than that, though. You know.
I'm going to be honest. I think that's got a lot to do with our musical background and just how much we love to play.
Mm-hmm.
I think without our passion for music, we wouldn't be this good at playing 2 weeks. We just care a lot about what we do.
Okay. Any particular influences, people that you really look to?
I know Sean's got a list of influences.
Well, you got a little bit of time. We can talk about it. You know,
you want to go one by one? Tell them.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean. Start off.
Well, God, there's so many bass players and guitar players that have influenced me. On guitar, it's been Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, and with bass, I gotta say John Petrucci. And John Petrucci's pretty much been everything that I've been looking forward to.
Can't forget about the flea either, huh?
There's like that weird alien.
No,
as soon as you said flea, I wait a minute, I hear an insect.
Sean, you can't do that on the air.
I'm sorry.
I know a lot of my lyric writing style and just style in general comes from Say Anything, and in particular the singer from Say Anything, Max Bemis. They're probably one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
I don't know, I think Kyle's got...
I mean, my number one influence would probably be Dave Grohl from Nirvana, but you gotta love those Foo Fighters too.
Nothing wrong with that.
Up until recently, he had the hair and facial hair to match too.
A little bit. What about Alex? What do you got?
You know, it's like, I feel like I don't really have a name for it. It's just, I really like a lot of cover artists and a lot of like individual like singers that I find on YouTube. I think that's my biggest inspiration. like, because they're not, like, there yet. They're trying to get there just like I am. So, sounds silly, but I guess that's my inspiration.
No, that was really deep.
Thanks, man.
So deep. Let's write a song about it.
I think that since we all have different styles of influences, that when we bring it together, it sounds like us. That's why we sound the way we do.
Nothing wrong with that. Seems to work. Seems to work.
So far.
Okay. Well, you're definitely naming some pretty big names there. Trying to fill John Petrucci's shoes or Satriani or Vi or any of those other ones. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it sure isn't.
One could only...
Everything I do has to be complicated. Oh, it's the story of my life.
Ah.
It gets a little intense sometimes, to say the least.
Okay. All right. Other than that show on the 30th, is there anything else on the pike, do you know of? Or?
What's that one show we got coming up in
September? We have a show September 19th at Simon's After Dark.
Okay, okay. Downriver.
And then we're setting up a show with the band who's making a comeback, Fall Prey.
Oh, is that official?
Yeah, they're making a comeback. They should be coming out this September. We have not had a place or time yet, but when we do get one, just check our Facebook page, and we'll have it up for you.
Okay. Look forward to that, then. Sure, sure. So the main place to get your music is Bandcamp, then?
Anybody that's... Yeah, we have only one single right now. We're working on recording some more. It's a lot of studio time and a lot of work. And I know between the five of us, there's a lot of school and work going on, but we are working up to it. Pretty soon we're probably going to be working at an EP that we'll be releasing on Bandcamp. Look forward to that. And for now, there's Agent Orange, and we have a couple very rough demos on SoundCloud, I believe.
I think we deleted them.
If they're still there.
They are, in fact, still there.
Yeah. There's our official recording manager, Kyle Koch. But he knows these things.
He knows everything.
He does.
Okay. Right. And do you have like an official website or Facebook page or?
Not yet.
Well, we have our Facebook page that's still up, so.
Our Facebook page is up, but I think we're going to be working on our own website pretty soon. I think we know a couple website developers, and I do that for school. So we'll be looking forward to that, and we'll let you guys know on Facebook any news that's going on. Really, right now, that's the main place for any news trafficking, I guess.
Okay. All right, so lots of great stuff down the pike, hopefully in the next year or so, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Look out for it.
Okay. All right, let's do another song then.
All right. Mr. Manager, what's on the bill next?
This one is an original by our new guitar player, Alex, called Muse.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is my song. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if the world's ready for your music.
It's not.
It was a little melodramatic. All right, let's get going. Come on.
Okay. Grow long in the coffee.
right. That was Muse, yeah. The track that is, not the band. Live in the studio here on Motor Live Drive at 5, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We have the Antics doing a live set for us over the course of this hour. And so that's an original by you, huh, Alex?
That was an original by you, Alex, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that song.
Okay. She did it.
And you've it was me.
And you've only been with the band a couple weeks then, huh?
Yeah, I've only been here from I started last Monday, actually, and it's
wow.
Yeah.
So you just jumped right in, you know?
Yes.
That's great.
Zach isn't here, so I'm trying to work on the guitar a bit more, but jumped right in.
Oh, it sounds like
Once we get Zach back, he's out in Florida right now. Once we get him back, we're gonna have Alex move to the keyboard.
Oh, I'm wow. Thinking.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I like that.
So
still sounding pretty good. I mean, if I didn't know the band already, I'd say that, you know, there's nothing missing here. It's just, you know, you don't have what you're normally used to. That's all.
Well, thank you.
But on our side, hey, it works. That's great. That's great.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I want to change something. I accidentally said Friday is the 30th. And then Saturday is the 30th. I made a joke, and it wasn't that funny. It's actually Saturday.
Okay, well.
You were joking on live radio?
I know.
What were you thinking, Sean?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't know if we should let him on again. You know? it's all good. So Saturday's even better, actually, because not too many people have to get up on Sunday morning, so there's no excuse to go check that show out. Even though it's a long one. Starts early afternoon, you said? Somewhere around 4?
4:45 is when we start. I don't know when the doors open, but start lining up. You want to be the first ones in to watch us.
Oh, of yeah. course.
It's going to be legendary.
Get there. 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. the doors open?
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong. So
we'll check it
me.
Out. It'll actually, the event page will be posted on our Facebook pretty soon here.
Actually, you just posted it yesterday.
Oh, look at that.
Mr. Paul Cobb.
Go check out our Facebook page, The Antics. With O-Y, A-N-T-Y-C-S. That's,
And Tykes.
And Tykes.
Tykes?
And, go check it out. All the information is over there. It'll be fun. It'll be a really great time, and we'll, if you come to see us, we'll hang out with you or something.
Or rock your socks off.
That too.
Hopefully it'll still be warm enough to do that, man. It's already feeling like fall out there.
I'm looking forward to it. I know a lot of people like the summer, but
yeah.
No, it's actually been a nice summer. It really has.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides that flooding we had a couple days
oh
ago.
Gosh.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Talk about a mess.
I was almost in the backyard building an ark last night.
Why don't you tell us about your flood, Sean?
Yeah. That's what I've been doing for the past 2 days. I've been cleaning my basement. Lots of water.
I know a lot of people had to abandon their cars. I actually had an inch of water on the foot of my car.
One of my friends had people kayaking down his street.
Yeah, I saw that too.
To get from place to place.
Kayaking. I saw jet skis.
Wow.
One day we'll get a hurricane in Michigan knowing our weather.
That's right.
Probably won't be as bad as what this was, though.
No. I think of record 6 inches we got in a couple hours.
Yeah, they said it was actually the worst flooding in the metro Detroit area since 1922.
Didn't we just have the worst snow, too?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on?
What's going to happen?
What, negative 30 degrees? What's this one going to be? We're going to have snowshoes to walk to school?
As a kid,
we use snowmobiles.
Uphill both ways.
Well, I'm dating myself, but I actually was able to build igloos in my backyard when I was growing up. Actual igloos. That's how much snow and ice there was back then.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would have built an igloo if my fingers wouldn't have fallen off.
And as far as like playing hockey, we literally could just use someone's really like nice flat driveway, and we had a skating rink. We didn't have to create the ice. It was already there.
Check that out.
So
that's pretty awesome.
This was like the first winter, and I would say like over 30 years, that was actually like what I used to know as a child.
Wow.
That was actually normal back then, but we've been spoiled the last 30-something years.
I guess it's a good time to be, huh?
Yeah. So.
Man, this winter. Well, cars, well we couldn't put. Get out of my driveway because the cars froze.
Yeah.
Like the actual fluid inside the cars froze.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just thinking about it, it's making me so sad and stuff.
I don't want to make you sad.
I don't want to make you sad.
Yeah, when you're depressed, just write more songs.
I'll just do that.
About girls?
No, about snow.
She's a girl.
About her
well, daughter. If it's about girls, it's not going to cheer us up. You know that.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You ever notice, though, when people write songs about girls, it's always like one extreme or the other. There's no like happy middle.
There's no in between.
You know?
Yeah.
It's either this woman has made my life everything and I'm ready to, you know, go
she's
to heaven.
Destroyed it.
Or I'm ready to put a bullet to my head because.
Yeah. I think you went beyond in that description.
Above and beyond. Yeah, I mean, well, it is music, and I guess it would be pretty difficult to write a moving song based on, yeah, this person's pretty all right.
I mean, we could always move down south and write about our trucks and dogs.
Oh, that was harsh.
That was...
The little southern in me is hurting right now.
Uh-oh.
I thought you were Canadian.
I'm a lot of things. I'm Canadian, I'm southern, I'm Italian.
Yeah. Oh, you're like me, you're an European mutt. That's what I like to call myself. I'm a little bit of everything. Italian, Irish, English, Scottish, European mutt.
Nowadays, there are less and less people that are like, I am 100% Italian or anything like that.
Italian.
Yeah.
So, we need to play a song that's going to cheer us up, but I don't know if this is going to work. It's a song called Slouch.
Slouch. Yeah.
Actually, this is a pretty cheery song.
Is it?
It's a little lifty.
Yeah, I mean... I slouch when I play video games, and that cheers me up.
Okay, well, that might work, I guess.
All right. Well, hit it, Sean.
All right.
Going, that felt right out.
right.
I think that might be the first time I ever played that play on the record.
Yeah, we had to stare at each other for at that end part.
It's like, are we done yet?
I thought he had a crush on me for a couple seconds.
Hey, songs can do that, you know? You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. The Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the Antics, who will be performing St. Andrew's Hall at the end of the month on the 30th for a big festival. Do you remember off the top of your head any of the other bands that are playing by any chance?
No idea.
No idea.
I know for a fact Blind Season will be there. They'll go on around 7 o'clock. We okay. played a show with them at the Pike Room.
Yeah, they're a really good band. Some great guys, too.
Okay. Also, we played there with our band friends, Royale. They're pretty good, too.
All right. Well, I was just curious. Maybe if our listeners would recognize any of the other bands, you know, get some even more interested in going there and saying, hey, you know, I want to check that out. But, hey, if you want to check out the Antics, that's where you're going to want to be that particular afternoon. You're going on first, or?
Yeah, we're opening on the main stage at 4:45.
Okay.
So St. Andrews.
So you got to get there early, middle of the day. All right. And then you said something possibly on the Pike September 9th?
That's at Simon's After Dark.
Yeah, September 19th.
On the 19th.
Oh, the 19th? Okay. And then that's it for now, though, huh?
Yeah, for now. We got a lot of things coming up. Possibly a comeback show with, what's that, Fall Prey?
Yeah, the band Fall Prey.
Yeah. They're a little, they're up there. They got a decent following, and we're going to be opening for them, and there's some great people, and they make some great music, too, so that would be pretty neat to check out. Be watching Facebook, and we'll let you guys know about that as soon as we find anything out, for sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let me know, and I can announce it on the radio, too.
All right, sweet.
During my show.
Yeah, I'll give you a ring.
All right. Okay, so we have a track called Wally.
Wally.
Is that a real person?
Actually, that's one of those. We didn't know what to name it, so I was thinking about the movie Wally, and I drew a Wally character on our set list next to the song, and the song has just been forever known as Wally.
Okay, and just stuck, huh?
It's nothing to do with the actual song. So.
Nope, it's just one of those names.
You know, we don't follow those conventions, naming our songs about the content.
It's like when you name a small dog Moose.
It's
kind of backwards.
I've never heard that I've never heard in that my life, Sean.
I have a small dog named Moose.
Wah, wah.
You know, Moose is big. Whatever.
One of these days you have to write talking. A song called Moose.
You know, I think it looks like we're going to have a little extra time, and I think we're going to throw in a song called Schmoozer.
That sounds like a plan.
That's a lot cheerier.
Do you want to do that first, or you want to do Wally first?
Yeah, let's do Schmoozer.
Okay, certainly.
Right now. And this one, I think, was piloted. The writing was piloted by Zach. I'd like to give another shout-out to Zach Zalay, our guitarist, who's not here right now. Can't be with us, and we're missing him a lot, and I hope he's listening right now. So I can see his... I can see his grin right now.
Cool.
You guys know what I'm talking about, too, yeah. But yeah, no, the song's called Schmoozer.
All right, let's do it.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Got a friend, and he's a schmoozer and a loser, but I guess 6 weeks see one, and all along I've been painfully aware of this. She walks and she talks and lets out my name, and I will bleed my fist on this disc. All summer long, and I will put my nose to the ground until my face is ashes.
right. Oh, so that was Schmoozer, huh?
Schmoozer, yeah. It's a wonderful word I learned from my father.
Yeah, that is kind of an old-fashioned word there. Is that going to be on the new release? When you get it done eventually, some?
It's possible. I know Sean is sure pushing for it. He likes that one. I'm sure Zach is nodding his head yes somewhere down in Florida right now. Is he? He's on his way.
No, he's texting me actually. So.
Oh.
Look at that. It very possibly could be. Usually we like to leave what we record next to the audience, anybody that's following us on Facebook, friends, family. So we'll probably be recording some demos in our basement, and then we'll put those on Facebook, and we'll actually let you guys pick. So if you like what you're hearing, go like our Facebook page. Those will be up probably within the month or two, and you guys will have a say, because fans, friends, family is really where the motivation and just the ability to even do this, do what we love, comes from. So
democracy at its best, huh? At least we have a say so in some things in our lives, right? You know?
Yeah. A little throwback to the Greek age, huh?
Okay. So we have one more track here called Wally, and we still got a little bit of time. Anything else you folks got in you? Like even a cover maybe, or something you're comfortable with? Doesn't have to sound perfect. We wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Maybe do Freebird?
I actually have a friend who I know is listening right now, my friend Bobby. And every show...
He yells Freebird.
Freebird. And every show I fail him. It's starting to actually get to me. Losing sleep at night.
Well, that tells you got to work on it then.
That's right. What do you say, guys? Freebird? No? Why are you shaking your head at me, Sean? No?
No.
Sean doesn't want to do Freebird.
No, we don't want you to do Freebird either, so.
Right. Let's do Wally. And then if we can muster up anything else after that, I think there's a good possibility.
We got to think.
Got to think real hard.
While you're doing Wally.
While you're doing Wally. Mm.
Got to see those gears turning.
Turning pretty hard.
You ruined it. Soiled it.
Soiled it. That was a joke killer. Oh. That was bad.
That was a little late, wasn't it?
Just digging yourself a deep hole there.
Jeez. Kyle put on the spot. He's like, let's get through this already. Let's just play. Come on.
All right. We'll be back in a couple minutes after we play this song. This is actually a comedy show.
All right. Ba-dun-dun.
Yep, that's it. That's the whole song. Just kidding.
All right. Live in the studio, the antics here at WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays from 4 to 6, 5 to 6, a live band. Again, the antics, that's what we have here for you, for your listening pleasure this afternoon. And that was a track called Wally. All right, why don't we go over all the information just in case anybody out there wasn't listening at the very beginning. We can start off with any place to get your music right now.
That would be Bandcamp. You would look up our band, The Antics, spelled with A-N-T-Y-C-S instead of an I.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download it free.
Everybody loves free music.
Yeah.
Especially good free music.
Good free music. Well, that's up to their judgment, I think. Hopefully.
And then you said you had a couple of tracks probably available on SoundCloud.
That's right. There are some very, very rough demos.
Nothing polished or anything like that.
But very demos rough. Nonetheless. Demos nonetheless. And, so those are on SoundCloud, and you can check those out. You know, you guys have all the input in the world on what we record next, you know. I think we're just happy to hear that anyone and someone likes our music. I think that's everybody's dream who's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to go into the studio sometime soon. So we're going to record some rough demos again, and you guys can pick which ones you want us to record.
All right.
So we'll also be available on SoundCloud in the near future.
And eventually a full-length release when all goes well, right?
It'll all be through Facebook and whatnot.
Facebook too, okay. And then, of course, we have that show.
Sometimes you just can't help it.
You got to do what you got to do. You have that show coming up on the 30th at St. Andrew's Hall in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to be a crazy awesome party going on there. There's 18 bands, including, Blind Season? Who else, Kyle?
Come on, Kyle.
Blind Season, us, and 16 other bands.
16 other
right.
bands. There you go.
Wow. I'm
a lot of great bands. If you like what you're hearing and you want to check us out live, we'll be playing there August 30th. Stop it.
Okay.
August 30th. And we open at 4:45 on the main stage. We'll be hanging out with any fans in the audience and having a good time. For sure.
If you come to our show, we also have t-shirts available.
They're cool. I promise.
They're pretty cool.
Okay.
They are.
And I'm sure if we need to get more information, we could probably go on St. Andrew's site to get, you know, the rest as far as the band lines up.
Yeah,
you know, lineup, whatever. And then there's the other show, September
19th.
Simon's After Dark.
Simon's That's After right. Dark. Where is that again? I know it's like down River Way,
it's
isn't
in
it?
Allen Park.
Allen Park, okay.
Allen Road.
On Allen Road.
Yes.
That's what Allen says.
It's right over there.
Okay.
Right
okay.
There.
Mm-hmm. And then that yet to be announced, not official yet, show that you have with the...
Yeah, possible comeback show with Fall Prey.
Fall Prey, okay.
We might be opening for them. I know a lot of people like them.
Mm-hmm.
They're some great musicians. They got some great stuff out there, and they're some pretty cool people, too. So.
All right, sounds like a plan. Okay. Well, I thank you for coming down here to play for us. I've enjoyed it immensely, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. So, have you thought of anything? Just one more you can squeeze in for us? A cover, doesn't matter. What do you think?
We could tell some more jokes.
Boom, boom. We could do a cappella, huh? Impromptu. No, I think there's not much else prepared. This was a little bit last minute and kind of hectic with our newest member, Alex Mangyok.
And missing a member as well.
And
so.
Missing a member. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we pulled this off pretty good, I think.
I think you did.
We'd like to thank you guys for having us.
For sure.
Play another one again.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. My sound engineer, Alan, has suggested something. Maybe what you could do is like pick whatever your favorite is of the one of the tracks you've already played today and just do it again and just let her rip.
We could play Agent Orange.
You want to do that?
Single that you can download for free on Bandcamp.
This is our single, and we worked really hard on it.
Recorded it at Zoinga Studios in Royal Oak.
Yeah, with Mick. Shout out to Mick, great guy. Bought us pizza.
No, we bought pizza.
We bought pizza? All this time, I thought I was forever in this pizza debt.
Inside out calzone kind of pizza. It's like this huge calzone. That was pretty good.
That was some amazing stuff. I had some Pizza Populous the other day at work.
There you go.
So
let's do that then.
Play Agent Orange.
I guess we're going to be signing out after this, so thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening.
All righty.
Yeah, we are the Antics. This is Agent Orange, and we spell our name with a Y.
There you go.
This is Billy Brandt with Grievous Angel, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.